views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to heal your mind, body, and spirit? You can give yourself the gift of whole body wellness. Stay tuned for the next hour as Audrey Michelle brings you the new hit show, Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. On Transformation Talk Radio, Audrey is going to take you on a journey to healing and wellness by sharing her infinite wisdom and creating incredible conversations with the expert guests she brings on. Get ready to rewire your life. Here is your host, Audrey Michelle.
And welcome to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and I couldn't be more excited that this day has come. I've been preparing for Rewired Life Radio to go live on the Transformation Talk Radio Network for quite a while. So I'm just thrilled that this is going to be the pilot episode. So each week on Rewired Life Radio, we will be chatting with inspiring women, empowering you to love yourself, heal your body and mind, and celebrate life. Stay with us for the next hour as we chat with our very first guest, Dr. Pat Basile, about how the landscape of the self-help world has changed over the last decade. I am fascinated by how things are moving towards living a high-vibe life. So Dr. Pat is an expert in the transformation and self-help world and the host of the Dr. Pat Show, where she hears stories of transformation from people over the last 15 years. And today, I'm excited to share her perspective. So let's welcome Dr. Pat to Rewired Life Radio. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Oh, it's great to be here. And congratulations on your new show.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm more than excited. So you've been on the radio since 2003. So You've interviewed hundreds, if not thousands, of people in the self-help world. And some of them are well-known game changers, and I'm excited to spend the next hour talking about how you've seen this narrative change. So what would you say you've seen change in the landscape of the self-help world over the last 15 years?
Wow, that's a big, big question.
Right?
I think the thing that I've seen change more than anything is the demographic. And what I mean by that is that there are two parts of demographic in the world that I live in the media world. One is the people delivering the message, and the other one is the people receiving the message. So let's talk about the people receiving the message. It used to be the demographic of radio, and if you go back 14, 15 years, like when I started this, then what you're going to be tapping into is on the dial. Internet radio had just come out when I started. As a matter of fact, my first show was on an internet network. Mm-hmm. But clearly, people didn't have the devices to listen to. So on the dial radio, the people receiving that message were primarily men. You know, the idea of women listening to the radio changed when radio changed from being something that would inspire women, that women would listen to something that didn't. And so women left this medium by the millions. Arbitrum did a study pointing to the effect that, wow, you folks changed the way you were doing radio, and so therefore you've just lost all the women. And that wasn't an over-exaggeration. Yeah. On the flip side of it, you know, the demographic itself, the people that were delivering it were men, the people receiving it were men. But what happened with the change in technology and being able to now not be or have to plug in to only AM to hear a solution or to be uplifted, that started to change the demographic enormously. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what did that look like? So when I started it, I didn't know anything about demographic. I didn't know anything about radio or what it should be or what it shouldn't be. And my journey was I wanted to reach 1 million people to help them live life full out. That was on my business card. Radio showed up. So I became part of, and I'm now considered a pioneer in what people call positive talk or holistic talk or whatever the language is. It used to be called alternative talk. It's not even called that anymore. Mm-hmm. Whatever that is, we started a movement, and it was a progressive movement. And it was a movement that wanted to talk about creating a better world by providing information that helped people live life full out.
That's
and
beautiful.
But it changed. And so at the time I started this, even the seminars that were done, Audrey, everything that was done about it, you know, you couldn't go to a seminar except for going to see Sylvia Brown and see a woman on the stage delivering a message.
Mm-hmm.
That was then. That's not now.
Yeah, that's so great. So will you define for us a second what you think the words empowerment or high vibe, awakening, self-love, and transformation, what does that all mean to you?
Yeah, you know what I love about this? One of the first books that I read, I don't know when I read it, it was years ago, was a book called Man's Search for Meaning. And it's a book by Viktor Frankl. And Viktor Frankl was an Austrian, he was a neurologist, and he was a psychiatrist as well as a Holocaust survivor. And, you know, he was the founder of some incredible therapy. And not to get into his story, but, you know, he wrote about what was it in that experience in the camps that kept him alive.
Mm-hmm.
But to answer your question, it points really to this. This is just one of the things he says. He said, everything can be taken from a man but one thing. The last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way.
Yeah.
And that's really what we're talking about. We're not talking about high vibe being some kind of fictitious, surreal life you create or something on your vision board. What it means is I'm going to choose an internal way, an emotional way of how to show up in life that also includes grieving when I need to grieve, being happy when I need to be happy, but living my life with the freedom of joy as my first choice before anything else.
Yeah.
And joy is another word for love.
Love.
Mm-hmm.
Showing unconditional love. Mm-hmm. Which is huge for me.
Yeah.
So, like I said, you have now interviewed, I don't know what the number is, but a huge amount of people.
Yeah.
And what I find so fascinating and inspirational, I want to know what you find so fascinating and inspirational and empowering about hearing other people's stories.
You know, from the get-go for me, it was being able to listen to people that were out in the world and their commitment and their passion was to help other people. You know, it was to help them create a better world. You know, at the time, Audrey, I did not know that today I'd be sitting here talking with you, the owner of one of the fastest growing positive talk inspirational networks on the planet. Mm-hmm. Now getting ready to launch a network with 10 unique channels, everything from psychic talk to God talk, technology that this team is developing that you're actually experiencing right now with Justin. And we were able to do this. You know, I didn't know that back then that I would be here doing this, talking to you about this. But the world, it's just a thing. It's a thing you do. But it really does requiring unwavering faith and conviction, because when you say yes to the universe or God or whatever you believe in about taking a message like this into the world, you better fasten your seatbelt, because it's not all, you know, roses and ice cream. It builds stamina and resilience, especially in the world that we're in, broadcasting media, and to see the changing landscape. But it also takes a village.
Yeah. Yeah. So for me, what I found in my own work is that as soon as I'm vulnerable and able to open up about my own struggles, like you said, it's not all sunshine and roses, what you're up to. Like once I've been able to say like, yeah, things are hard sometimes and be honest about that with the people around me, it seems like the clients that I'm working with, it gives them a safe space to open up as well. Mm-hmm. And what I'm looking forward to the most with this radio show and podcasting arena is expanding the amount of stories that are shared.
Yeah.
I feel like if one story can touch one person and help that one woman not feel alone and feel inspired to shift her life or be empowered to become her best self, then I've accomplished what I've set out to do. And I'm thrilled to be partnered with Transformation Talk Radio and you to continue to bring this work into the world. So we need to take a quick break. You're listening to Rewired Life Radio with me, Audrey Michelle. And you can learn more about my book, my coaching, and my free meditations at audreymichelle.com. And when we come back, we're going to continue to talk with Dr. Pat. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Connie Five, your unstoppable diva, your host of Up or Out with Connie. I am thrilled to be a headline show on C-Suite Network, where you can grow your brand, grow your tribe, and be unstoppable. We are the hottest podcast for entrepreneurs, C-level executives, and market leaders. And you can hear me each week right here on the C-Suite Network. Also on Conscious Business Network, iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, and over 900 stations around the globe. Be sure to follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Thanks for listening. Be bold, be connected, and be unstoppable.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog, Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Name one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Thank you.
back on Rewired Life Radio with Audrey Michelle. And again, today, my guest is Dr. Pat, who is talking with us about empowering women to heal and how there's a movement towards living a high-vibe life. Before we continue, I want to make sure everybody knows how to tune in to the Dr. Pat Show. So could you give us the best way for us to listen to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can go to transformationtalkradio.com and you can do it that way, or you can go to the drpatshow.com, or you could just Google Dr. Pat. You know, the easiest way is what most people are doing now. They're just downloading our apps, and whether it's from the show directly or through Spreaker, or I don't even know the many ways to do it at this point. But, you know, we've made it kind of easy for you. For those of you that are online, you can listen this way too.
Yeah, for sure. You guys are everywhere. It's so great. Okay, so we've been talking about this collective shift towards living a high vibe life. And I want to, and so I'm always curious about how different people define this idea of high vibe and empowerment and everything. And so I've been reading a lot of Marianne Williamson lately. And I love her definition. She says, by aligning yourself with thoughts of infinite love for yourself and others, you gain dominion over lower thought forms of the world. And I just felt like that defined it for me, like being able to be in the flow and not have these heavy thoughts. So for you, how would you define this idea?
You know, I think that there are a couple ways to look at this. Yeah. Have you ever been in a situation, Audrey, where, you know, you're doing something and you're kind of moving around as light as a feather, right? Mm-hmm. You know, there's a spring in your step, and it could be any number of things. I mean, you know, I grew up with a mom that when my mom cleaned the house, it was like the best time in the world. It was like she would jack up the radio and off we would go. We'd be cleaning and dancing. And, you know, it was just like, I mean, can you imagine cleaning the toilet and dancing at the same time? That's right? That's kind of that vibe, right?
I need to try that. I do not sing and dance when I clean the toilet.
Exactly. But that's the way, I mean, that's the way we got things done.
Yeah.
And she would even stop. And in the middle of stopping, she would teach us how to jitterbug, right? That's a dance. Mm-hmm. So that's one way you can approach life. Now, what does that mean? You know, that means there's something that you're filling your consciousness with that enables you to step fully into our true nature. See, our true nature is not to be under somebody's thumb, under somebody's rule, under somebody's stress. It's not our nature. You know, we were not destined and born into a world of slavery, not consciousness slavery, not mental slavery, and not human slavery. We're not born for that. That's not it. You know, we were born into a place of freedom by the very nature of what we have in our capacities. And that goes back to Viktor Frankl, because it is in our capacity to never be under somebody's power, because empowerment is an inside job. You know, I work in organizations, and I'm always struck by, you know, the fact when they want to hire you to teach empowerment. And, you know, I always start out by walking in and having a conversation with the leadership team. And 9 times out of 10, they're shocked when I say you can't teach people empowerment. Mm-hmm. It's not like a thing. You know, it's a way of showing up in the world. It's not an academic concept. You know what I'm saying? It is a way of being in the world. And so
a way of being,
it's a way
that's
of
beautiful.
Being. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I can teach you how to play poker, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I can't teach you the intuition behind the game. I can tell you about it and you can lean into it, but there's something that you're going to have to do on your own. There are skills you're going to have to hone. But here's the thing that I learned about empowerment, and I learned it early on. Sometimes things feel light, and sometimes they feel heavy. Sometimes we think we live in a world of impossibilities and other times possibilities. The question is, what am I going to choose? Am I going to choose what is possible today, or am I going to choose what is impossible? Because the honesty to all of this is there are only two choices. There really are only two choices in life.
Yeah. And I think, again, my women's group is currently reading Marianne Williamson, and the way she puts it, I find beautiful, is how we think releases an infinite number of possibilities. And if we believe that something is possible, then it's possible. But if we don't, then we've shut down all possibility. And I think that's just so beautiful with what you just said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Empowerment is an inside job.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is. You know, I went to school for 8 years to study concepts like this. Mm-hmm. And I remember my advisor at one point in time, you know, giving me this formula. And of course, I wasn't like many of the other students, right, that went to school and had never worked, right? I was, myself and my colleagues, a couple of my colleagues, we had been in the business world. We had worked our way up the ladder. So we had some experience. So when my faculty, when my professor presented the concept of attitude to me and motivation to me, and it was this formula, I really was intrigued by it. You know, I was intrigued by the fact that there is a formula for this and that people study a formula for it. And one of the things that I'm struck by that we don't talk enough about when it comes to vibration and when it comes to empowerment is what a friend of mine who I just interviewed yesterday, David Essel, talks about is thoughts get us 20% of the job. But the other comes from beliefs and action. Beliefs and action. Beliefs and action. You know, if I believe that the UPS is going to deliver a package to the post office, is it a blind faith belief or do I have some information? Well, chances are I know a little bit about the post office, right? Mm-hmm. I know enough about the post office to know that if you send something today at the post office, it's got a tracking number, right? So I'm doing my homework on that. Then, you know, we have the information that says what are the things that could happen with your delivery on the way to it being delivered to you. So, right. So I form a belief about that. And I say, given the information I've gathered in my life, right, I'm going to form a belief. And the belief says, when the tracking number says that the delivery is going to happen, I actually believe it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I believe it's going to happen. Now, is it a blind faith belief or have I put something on the table? See, everything we experience in life shapes us. And in the end, we still can change our belief. See, that's what Viktor Frankl was talking about.
Yeah. So in addition to Viktor Frankl, who else has been influential for you in this self-help and high vibe world?
Well, if I start with my mom, my stepmom, she's never been at a seminar. She's never been out there talking in front of public. She hasn't written a book. You know what I'm saying? She hasn't been that person that has been out in the world that we know of. And she passed away in the early 90s. But if I had to point to anyone influencing me more in life about how to live my life, it was her. This is a woman that had her first child at 12 and her second child at 13. This is a woman that married my dad after my birth mom committed suicide. And she was very, very young, almost, 25 years younger than my dad. The same age as my sister, actually, or very close to it. Mm-hmm. But what I learned from her over time was absolutely impeccable. You know, I watched this woman go from nothing to getting her GED. And then after my family moved to Florida, I then watched her get into real estate. And here's the short story I want to share. My mom was going, she worked at a bank, worked her way into a bank, and she was working her way to real estate. And one day she called me and she said, she was from the South, so she got a little Southern thing. She said, I said, Mom, how you doing? Did you pass the real estate test? She said, oh, honey, you know that dang test. You know what? I missed that. I did really good. I just, that one dang point that you just missed it. That just, that. Okay. I said, well, what are you going to do, Mom? Oh, I'm going to keep working at the bank and I'm going to take it again. Call my mom. What was it? A month later? I don't know how long, but Mom took the test. And I said, Mom, how'd you make out with the test? How'd you do? Oh, and she laughed. Oh, honey, I did real good. But you know that one dang point. Oh, Lordy, she would say to me. And I'm thinking to myself, Audrey, you got to be bleeping kidding me. That same point, Mom. And I'm like, really? And you're really happy about this. And time went on. Come back next couple months. She passed the test. Hurricane Andrew comes in. My mom is a realtor. She's working on a big condo thing. Worked all those years to get the license. Hurricane Andrew literally flattens Florida. Like, unbelievable. Flattens it. Homestead, where she lived. I said to Mom, Mom, we got to get you out of there. There's nothing there for you. And she said, why do you say that? And I said, I mean, you lost your house. You can stay with Anthony on his front lawn in a trailer, but I don't know, you know, move. We'll take care. She said, oh, honey, no. She said, I know why God helped me pass the test. And I'm thinking to myself, you got to be kidding me. Everything is flat and she's in real estate. She said, I'm going to help people rebuild their homes. See, that's a lesson you can't get in a seminar, Audrey. Mm-hmm. And I've got a lifetime of angels that have been in my life. Today, and the self-help movement is hungry for more people with that lesson. And I think we're starting to see some people bring that kind of message forward. You know, the old, let's get on the stage, let's sell them the CD, then let's upsell them the CD, let's do sales and marketing. I got to tell you, those days are gone. They're gone. We have to show up authentically, share stories from the heart, and help people open their hearts to take inspired action. That's my definition of empowerment.
I love it. That's beautiful. Okay, so we have to take another break. Again, my name is Audrey Michelle, and you're listening to Rewired Life Radio. If you go to audreymichelle.com, there's more about my book, coaching, and any free content. And we're going to be right back with Dr. Pat, and we're going to continue talking about how to shift from low-vibe thoughts to high-vibe flow. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Treat the body and expand the soul on June 1st with Lynn Brown. Imagine 3 days in a hand-built log home nestled in the Cascade Mountain. Activate the collaboration between the body and spirit and allow the accelerated connection as one of the most powerful ways to light up your cells, honor the body's needs in this all-inclusive event. Visit lynnmbrown.com or call 206-931-7356.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/globalfoundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Welcome back to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and again, today's guest is Dr. Pat, who is talking with us about empowering women to heal and living a high vibe life. I adore listening to Dr. Pat, and I hope you do too. So you can tune into her radio show by going to the drpatshow.com and finding a myriad of ways to listen to her show. So today, Dr. Pat and I were talking about the idea of living a high vibe life and how it's grown into the mainstream over the last decade. And I think this is a critical shift in our collective consciousness and a huge way for us to be able to heal. So I started my alternative path towards healing in 2008. And as Dr. Pat and I discussed on her show last week, switching from Western medicine to an alternative path of healing was really daunting. And it was hard for me. It was hard enough to figure out what was best for me, what path was best for me. But then sharing what I was up to with those around me, it was even more challenging for me because it seems like nobody knew what I was talking about. So this is why I'm so passionate about hosting this radio show. I get to chat with women all across the country and share their voice and their story towards healing and make it more and more and more mainstream. So the more we get to talk about alternative healing topics and discuss what we've been through, the easier it's going to be to raise the collective vibration of those around us. So before we went to the break, Dr. Pat and I were talking about her beautiful mother. And during the break, her and I were talking about how being her mom's ability to listen and get quiet during the chaos is what brought her to know that she was supposed to stay in Florida. And Dr. Pat, I just wanted you to share a little bit more about how listening is such a huge part of being in the flow.
Well, I think listening is a huge part of being in the flow, but it's a different kind of listening. And thank you for saying that. I mean, what you're doing, Audrey, and the way that you're bringing this message out into the world and bringing a new narrative on what it means to be a strong and powerful individual in the world. And for women, yes, you get to say strong and powerful woman. Now, my mom was a strong and powerful woman, and if you saw her by the traditional characteristics of what we think strong and powerful women are, you may have been fooled by her demeanor. And what I mean by that is, you know, there's one thing I've learned from her. When she felt strongly about something, she was relentless with it. She would find 500 ways to make sure that she was presenting whatever she believed about it to the forefront. And, you know, it was fascinating to watch her in action, and fascinating to watch her keep her commitment to help people rebuild their homes in Florida. She did that. Mm-hmm. That is something that the world is really hungry for today. You know, that is something that people are longing for. You know, I before the show, I have a friend that is very, very active in the healthcare arena. And, you know, unlike me, she's super plugged in to what's happening now with that. And, you know, she asked me a question. She said, you know, why is it so hard for us to want to care for people? And I just looked at her and I said, I'm going to have to really pray on that, because I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know what makes it so hard. And, you know, if my mom were here, she said, no, it's not hard. She would say it's not hard, because she believed in caring for people. You know, she believed that every human being needed to be treated with dignity. But, you know, those are not lessons I learned easily in my life. You know, I was homeless at 17. And so, you know, my life has not been the life that people see now, here with me doing a show and then helping other people. You know, there are some things that you learn from the darkest moments in our life. Some things we learn from those very, very dark moments in life. Mm-hmm. And I don't wish them on anybody. I happen to have the life that I selected, which said, you're going to be homeless. You better figure some things out about taking care of yourself, Pat. Mm-hmm. And then life goes on and you think, wow, it's never going to get worse than that. You know, like Audrey, that is never going to get worse than that. And then in 2004, 6 months after doing the show, I get a mystery disease and again, dropped to my knees. Had to learn new things about what it means to bring a powerful message to the world. Mm-hmm. So when my friend asked me, what does it take for us to, you know, whether it's pass legislation to care for each other, I said, you know, I don't know what it takes for humanity, but I know for me that I had to be dropped to my knees multiple times. I said, I hope that doesn't happen for the world.
Yeah.
You know, but for me, I met the angels in my life that saved my life. I had to be open for it, Audrey. And I think that's key.
Yeah. Being able to listen and get quiet through the chaos. And that's how my story went too. It was, I just had this one day that I write about in my book called Cereal Bowl Day, where it was just chaos in my head and chaos in my life. Like all I wanted was to get better and to not be in pain and to not be on medication after medication after medication. And it was this one day where I just like lost it. And I just surrendered to, in a way that I'd never surrendered before. And it wasn't like I was choosing to do these things. Mm. It was like something else took over.
Yeah.
And just like, yeah. like you said, knocked me yeah. to my knees and was just yeah. like, are you done? Are you done?
Yeah.
Because I have something to say. And this little voice of intuition just like raised its little hand and was like, I think there's another way. Mm. And that's where my switch from Western medicine to Eastern medicine or alternative healing or however you'd like to put it mm-hmm. started. And that was my getting quiet enough to hear it. But again, I wish I could say that it was my choice to get quiet at that time and hear it. Now I have tools to get quiet and hear it, which brings me to my next question for uh-huh. you. What is one of your favorite tools to be able to shift from low vibe thoughts to high vibe flow?
Oh, that's easy. I have a mantra that I learned, and I learned it from Deborah Engel, who wrote a book, The Only Little Prayer You Need. And that book was so eye-opening for me. And now I've created a way for my mind to constantly think this one thought, and that is, thank you, God. Over and over and over again, that is it. oh, wait a minute, you know, oh, that didn't happen positively for you, Pat. Thank you, God. Oh, wait. So there's no, I had a friend that said to me once, you know, Pat, there's no right, there's no wrong. There's no good, there's no bad. It just is. And I could never figure out how to stay in that place, how not to let my mind take me in one strange place or another. And so she said to me, 70 times a day for 70 days, say thank you, God. Now, if you don't have a God and you want to say thank you, Goddess, or thank you, Universe, or thank you, Life Force, or thank you, Energy, whatever it is, the point is it's not you. And 70 times a day, that's what I did. Now, what happens for me in my mind, I'm talking to you, and in my mind, that's the image I'm getting, that right there. Because if I'm doing that, anything that doesn't serve a higher course of action or higher vibration or anything that I need to do to create a better world doesn't have a chance of getting in my consciousness. They're doomed. Never going to get in. No way. Door shut. Yeah.
Squash.
And that's the message that gives. That's it. That's it. Yeah. Not even thoughts about my health. You know, it's like when you're sick, what do? You want to, like, you know, absorb your illness. But what if thank you, God, had become the answer, or thank you, Universe? See, it's really interesting. There's an expression, fake it till you make it. I'm all about it. I'm all about the faking it till you make it.
Yeah, living as if it were so.
Exactly.
That's wonderful. Okay, so again, you're listening to Rewired Life Radio. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and we're here with Dr. Pat. And if you love hearing what Dr. Pat has to say, like I do, you can listen to her on her radio show, thedrpatshow.com, and you can just go there and find out the myriad of ways to listen to what Dr. Pat has to say. And also, if you are interested in finding out more of my tips and ways to manifest a high vibe life, you can simply go to audreymichelle.com/tips. That's audreymichelle.com/tips for free downloads. So we'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, this is Ted Winslow, founder of SoundSync Tech, the next generation of sound healing frequency technologies. I'm excited to join Dr. Bree Gibbs, host of the Silver Gaia Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And as a show of appreciation to all the listeners, I'm offering 20% off my sound healing music. Please go to tedwinslow.com and use the coupon code SILVERGAIA. Looking forward to connecting with you soon.
Tune in to
the Psychic Professors Show, the Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
So we're back on Rewired Life Radio, where you learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and I have Dr. Pat here, and we're talking about empowering women to heal and living a high-vibe life. Before the break, Dr. Pat and I were talking about shifting from a low-vibe to a high-vibe life. And I want to thank you, Dr. Pat, for sharing your experiences. This has been so much fun, and I feel like I've learned so much.
Yeah, it's an honor. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, thank you. So just for everybody listening, my fourth segment, it's all about love, heal, and celebrate. And so my fourth segment, I want to continue to have this idea of celebrating and celebrating what you have accomplished. So I want to know, Dr. Pat, what have you accomplished in your life because of your belief and ability to continue to come back and live at a high vibration?
You know, here's what I've accomplished. I don't even know what I don't know about things. See, that's the greatest realization I think I've had. You know, we live in a society where not knowing is not a good thing at all, right? I mean, if you ever been in like a competitive class on anything, and you know you're called on, and you say, well, you know what, gee, teacher, I don't know. It's not a good thing. So we're taught to know. And if we don't know, we're taught to make stuff up. That's really a problem.
Or avoid it.
And either way, it's a problem for our society. Part of what happens, and, you know, to my friend who's very concerned about healthcare, to my friend, her question is, how do we educate people to know what's really at risk? And I don't know the answer to that. You know, I don't know what that's going to look like. All I know in my heart is the idea of a child with cancer not having insurance. That is something my mom and probably is to this day. She's probably rolling over up there in the heavens. See, that's not something I can sleep with at night. So let's get to what I mean by I don't know what I don't know. I don't know what I don't know about every detail of my life. So I strive to stay open and ask the question, what else is possible here? Mm-hmm. What else is possible? So I said to my friend, why don't you do this? Why don't you get the names of the Congress people that are on the fence, and why don't you call them and share the statistics you've just shared with me? The statistics on children with autism, the statistics on diabetes, the statistics on alcohol and drug addiction, which is now going to be classified. I said, why don't you instead of telling me about them, because I already know, why don't you get on the phone? And she said to me, what a great idea. See, because sometimes we get so close to things we don't know. And then I said to her, are you willing to do that and then release it in and let the God of your understanding work whatever action is going to happen? And her answer was, I don't know if I'm there.
Yeah. Well, that's true for a lot of people.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm there either, Audrey. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, that sounds really good on paper. And that's what I want to say to the listeners. Sometimes this stuff in self-help that you read about, oh my gosh, you know, you read it and you say, yeah, let go and let live. And you're like, really? Is that really going to happen? Why do you think I created Crust Busting? crustbusting.com. Why did I do that? Because I was so crusty, so stuck in my life. I couldn't get out of my own way. I didn't know how to even step forward, let alone even know what a high vibration was, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. I was sitting on the couch with my remote control, and I ended up saying to myself, oh my God, I feel so crusty. And Crust Busting was born. That's how that happened.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're going to be crusty.
Yeah.
You're going to be crusty. You're going to look at the people in government and you're going to look at them and say, dude, you are so crusty.
I'm using this.
That's what you're going to do. You're going to say, congressman, congresswoman, you really seriously, you're crusty right now. I think we should do a hashtag on that thing. And why are we saying it? I said to my friend, why would you say that to him? She said, do they even know that children with cancer will die? I said, honey, I don't know what they don't know. I said, I don't know what they know. I only know what I know. And that's the key to empowerment for me and awakening. I only know what's in my area to manage, which is me. I can only manage my vibration. Only me.
Yeah, that's huge. Knowing that you can only manage your own vibration.
That's
sometimes I call it like self-help 101. Like when people first start, they like to hot potato it, I call it. Like, oh my gosh, I love this. This would be great for my mom, my sister, my friend, my whoever. And I'm always, I try to have the discussion of like, okay, time out. It's also good for you. It doesn't land well when you hot potato it and be like, oh my gosh, I just learned this thing. You need to learn this, you know? So starting, it's like change the world, start at home. That's how it feels. Okay, so now share with us how you start each day. How do you set intentions and a framework to have a space to live at a higher vibration?
Okay, so I'm going to be really boring. I think I'm boring.
You're not boring.
I'm telling you, it's like a boring thing. Thank you, God. 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 That's what I do.
Yeah.
I'm serious about it.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. Oh, yeah. You know, that thing. Oh, thank you, God. Oh, wait a minute. That check didn't come. Oh, thank you, God. Why do I do that? Because I'm somebody that was depressed most of my life. If I don't do that, I can go down the rabbit hole faster than Alice did. I don't want that life.
Yeah.
And people really do expect me to walk my talk. And yeah, I did get a little crusty the other day when I did the radio show talking about things I'm passionate about. But that is something for me that I manage within myself. That's the takeaway today to empowerment or high vibration.
It's energy management, really.
That's it.
To notice when you're crusty. And so
That's right.
To notice when you're crusty, you can just be like, okay, what do I need to shift for myself? And sometimes I got to give myself some crustiness. Like, okay, that's today right. I'm just like numbing and watching The Bachelor, and that's what I need to do right now. And
Netflix. And, you know, I have a friend in my life, been my friend for 45 years, Linda. If I'm crusty, I guarantee you she'll be the first to tell me. So I get a reminder.
Yes. But noticing is huge. How many people don't notice when they're crusty? They're just crusty and getting their crust on everybody else.
That's right. You know, I think, you know, you just gave me an idea. I think, Justin, we're going to bring back the Crust Busting show. We're going to do one show a week on crust busting. There we go.
But I think that's the key to shifting from low vibe to high vibe is being like, it's totally crusty right now. Like, what do I need to do for myself to shift out of the crust?
I know. Wow. Thank you so much, Audrey, for this. I mean, I love it. I love it. Good job.
Thank you. So here we go. Shifting out of the crustiness. So rewiring your life is about creating a new nervous system, one choice at a time, moment by moment. With a new nervous system, you're a new person looking at the world with new glasses. So if you're ready to look at your life differently, to heal wounds, to shift your thinking, let's talk. I have several ways to work together, from online classes to one-on-one coaching, and you can learn more on my website at audreymichelle.com. And all of my info is on the contact page. And you can sign up for my quick tools in learning how to listen to your body. So I want to thank my very first honorable guest, Dr. Pat, today for sharing such great information with us. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Rewired Life. And we are live every Wednesday at noon Pacific. And again, you can go to audreymichelle.com/radio, or you can find me on transformationtalkradio.com. So next week on Rewired Life Radio, I have my dear friend and life coach, Terry Socha, and we're going to be talking about using your voice. So have a great week, everybody, and I'll see you back here Wednesday at noon Pacific on Rewired Life Radio. Thank you.
You've been listening to Rewired Life Radio, Learn to Love, Heal, Celebrate, with author, speaker, and spiritual growth coach, Audrey Michelle. You can listen live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Download the podcast and connect with Audrey at AudreyMichelle.com. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com.